President Bush today called the prospect of human cloning deeply troubling, and he urged the Senate to pass a bill banning the practice completely. The president did acknowledge that some scientists want to do research using stem cells from cloned human embryos to develop treatments for diseases such as Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, but he said the benefits of such research are speculative and do not justify the destruction of embryos. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
First off, there is no support in the U.S. Senate for legislation that would allow for cloning with the purpose of producing human beings. The decision ahead is over whether scientists should be allowed to clone human embryos for research, which could lead to advances in treating diseases or in repairing spinal cord injuries. But the president, before a White House audience that included doctors, religious leaders, scientists, people with disabilities, and some members of Congress, said he opposes all such human cloning on moral and ethical grounds. The House has already passed such a ban. Now the president wants the Senate to do the same.
Advances in biomedical technology must never come at the expense of human conscience. As we seek what is possible, we must always ask what is right. And we must not forget that even the most noble ends do not justify any means.
The president also spoke of potential abuses if scientists are allowed to begin cloning human embryos. He said that even if strict limits were put on the kind of research that could be done, it would still be very hard to enforce the rules. And it would be impossible to know if embryos were actually being implanted into women with the intention of producing children.
Our children are gifts to be loved and protected, not products to be designed and manufactured. Allowing cloning would be taking a significant step toward a society in which human beings are grown for spare body parts and children are engineered to custom specifications. And that's not acceptable.
Support for the president's position does not break along party lines. The Senate bill he supports was written jointly by a Republican and a Democrat, and backers of proposals that would allow human cloning for limited research purposes include Republican Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle today voiced his support for cloning to produce embryonic stem cells for research.
We actually hold out the possibility of curing Parkinson's, curing diabetes, curing Alzheimer's disease, curing cancer. But whether or not we do depends on whether or not we will have the research and the ability to provide scientists the opportunity to find those cures soon. We can do that.
Meanwhile, a new survey by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press shows that by a more than 4-to-1 ratio, Americans oppose scientific experimentation involving human cloning to create new human beings. But in another question in the survey, 47% said it's more important to conduct research toward medical cures, while only 39% said it's more important to preserve the potential life of the human embryos used in such research. The Senate is expected to take up the issue next month. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.